Matthews wrote this pastime. He wrote a sequence of pastime rags. Pastime rags 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, for some reason or other, pastime 3 was the last to be written. Don't ask me why. I like this rag. It's a funny sort of thing. It's a bit of tango in it. A chunk of real silent cinema music, you know, when Penelope Pitt stops trying to the track and the train never gets on top of her. For some reason, it's always continued in our next. And the last bit sort of belts off into something which has been pinched by everybody. It's an ancient chord sequence, a very good one. That's why it stands the test of time. It's Piers and Buddy Bolden's Blues. Ideas are the best. Anyway, pastime number 3. It sort of, as I say, starts off with a tango, which is a type of tango, then it lurches into real old silent cinema music. I've got a silent cinema. Oh, I've got the screen anyway. And then it sort of belts off with a traditional bridge passage into. Very much an orthodox piece of good old honky-tonk, right? And that's all I can say. It's an enjoyable bit of nothing. I like it.